This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Earlier this week, the Federal Reserve released its Summary of Commentary on Current Economic Conditions by Federal Reserve District, also known as the Beige Book. It's the seventh one out this year and includes local perspectives on the economy from folks all over the country. And one tidbit from the Philadelphia Fed caught our eye. A staffing firm in the region noted it's having an easier time finding employees who are willing to work weekend and night shifts. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at why more people might be open to working non-traditional hours.
27-year-old Ness Madera Guerra started teaching trumpet at a music school in Naperville, Illinois last winter.
So you're articulating the back of your tongue in order to get faster notes. So something like that.
But teaching alone wasn't earning Madera Guerra enough money. He's got $50,000 of student debt to pay back and a car in rough shape. So earlier this year, he took on a second job doing admin at the school. That means he works into the evenings and on weekends and misses out on life stuff.
I've had so many instances where friends or family ask me if I'm free to come to and, you know, hang out. I'm like, sorry, I can't. I have work.
Willingness to work when others are not may be telling us that the once very tight labor market is loosening up, says Penn State Abington economics professor Lonnie Golden.
People are reconsidering their income needs and maybe could find ways to time their classes, time their childcare to what the employers are offering.
And for some employers, weekend and night work is what they have to offer. That's true for Rob Sieben, who runs 15 flea markets around the country, where he can score anything from a diamond engagement ring to a lunchbox featuring an old TV show.
There was one I remember, the Partridge Family, which was really kind of fun.
Sieben needs workers to load items in and out, serve food, and clean up overnight. To make those jobs more attractive, he started offering workers their pay right after their shift, as opposed to 2 weeks later. And he says in the past 5 months, hiring has gotten a bit easier.
We are seeing people come saying, listen, you know, it's just harder for me to stay ahead, so I'm looking for a part-time job.
There are other perks, too. Sieben offers profit sharing and insurance, and he says sellers will sometimes leave their wares behind. So weekend workers may get a chance to score a Partridge Family lunchbox. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.